So the dedications are over and all. What does Blake Wade do then?
Well, I'm doing just great. The governor at the time said, how about you coming over and running the business roundtable out of Commerce? And this was at the time a group of about 86 CEOs around the state that gave $5,000 to be a member of the business roundtable. And what that money was for is for the governor of the state of Oklahoma to be able to utilize when he or she could not use it for appropriations. We grew it to about 160, 165 CEOs of companies that believed in what we were doing, helping our governor bring in economic development, to bring in companies, etc.
Yes, you would take on projects to bring business to Oklahoma, and you were a nonprofit organization, but you had to do fundraising to support all that.
Oh, absolutely.
So that was a big part of your job as well.
Also, a very important part of the job is to get a CEO who's very busy to understand how important it is to help our governor in these stages. It ended up, we had it at Southern Hills one time a year, and we had it here in Oklahoma City. And so CEOs could get a way to see the governor without having to go through all of the bureaucratic system.
So they would pay for that opportunity.
They'd pay $5,000 a year. That monies would grow into a fund in order to help the governor do things that she could not use state appropriations. Or he.
Frank Keating meant a lot to the state at that time because there is a charisma about the governor when he speaks that was very helpful in selling these projects.
Absolutely. Frank Keating was a big, positive promotional guy of Oklahoma.
You're executive director of the Oklahoma Business Roundtable 2008 to 2011. As long as we're talking about business, was it not of any interest of you to go into business on your own? You came out of a family that was a business family,
right?
A car dealership. Was that not interesting to you?
I never even thought about it because of the words, again, Mr. Kahn said, be of service to Oklahoma. And that's been my best asset through all these years, and will continue until I retire.
Did you ever think about running for office?
No.
Okay.
No way.
I'm sure you were asked.
But I would not accept.
And why not?
I've dealt with politicians for the last 20 years, and it's just a real difficult job they have, and, you know, I just didn't feel like I needed to be on that side.